York Region recognized a grim milestone today as it lost its 1,000th resident to COVID-19. The region confirmed its 1,000th death since the start of the pandemic in its update of local COVID-19 stats. York Region Chairman and CEO Wayne Emerson offered his condolences to all who have lost loved ones to the virus. "This somber milestone serves as a stark reminder that COVID-19 remains active in our communities and has significantly impacted all residents over the last several years," Emerson said in a news release. "As we continue to respond to the 7th wave of COVID-19, I assure all residents that protecting the health and safety of our communities continues to be the top priority of Regional Council and York Region Public Health." Ontario has had 13,787 COVID-19-related fatalities since the pandemic began in March 2020. Deaths have continued in the province and York region since then, with 67 currently hospitalized in the region with COVID-19. While efforts continue to focus on community health and well-being, each life lost is a stark reminder that we all have a critical role to play in slowing the spread of this virus and bringing an end to the pandemic, Emerson said. The region reminded residents that vaccination is the best defense against the spread of the virus, and also to keep a mask with you at all times. "As we reflect on our 1,000th death, we can be comforted by the knowledge our efforts over the last few years prevented thousands more deaths," Emerson said, adding that studies show that pandemic health measures have prevented illnesses and death. Although cases have fallen in recent weeks, public health experts are anticipating another wave to come in the fall. Emerson said the region would continue working to combat the pandemic. "I share our deepest condolences to the families, friends and loved ones of those who have lost their lives to COVID-19. We honor each and every one of these individuals by reaffirming our commitment to protecting the health and safety of all who live and work in our communities."